الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وسندنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله نزل أحسن الحديث إلى آخر الآية صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمين المكين الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين All praise are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Lord of the worlds, choices, salutations, greetings and love be showered upon His beloved, our beloved Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is resting beneath his illuminous green dome in Madinatul Munawwarah. I greet one and all with a universal greeting of love and peace. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. It is indeed the great fadl and the mercy of Allah Rabbul Izzah that He has allowed us once again to be congregated in this beautiful masjid, Masjidun Nasr, on this lovely day of Jumu'ah in the holy month of Ramadan. And we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immensely for this by saying Alhamdulillah. Let us all recite together in one voice with utmost love, adab and respect in the court of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, durood wa salam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim alayhi. I'd like to greet one and all once again with a beautiful Islamic greeting. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. MashaAllah. My topic of discussion on this day of Jumu'ah is in regards to the blessed month of Ramadan connected to the greatness and the virtues of the noble Quran. Alhamdulillah, Allah Rabbul Izzah has showered us with His infinite mercies, Allah Rabbul Izzah has allowed us to be alive and witnessing this beautiful month of Ramadan, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the opportunity of reciting the noble Quran from dawn to dusk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the opportunity of listening to the noble Quran and joining in the Taraweeh Salah at night. Subhanallah. Allah Rabbul Izzah grants us the opportunity of reciting the noble Quran in the early parts of the morning before we have Sehri, after we have Sehri, after we perform our Salatul Fajr, during the day after Salatul Dhuhr, or it could be in the morning at the time of Salatul Duha, Salatul Chast, Subhanallah. And all these beautiful junctures and more, Allah Rabbul Izzah grants us the ability and the opportunity of remembering Him through His great blessed book. Subhanallah. And you know, in the holy month of Ramadan, I've drawn up a little bit of a routine, how our effective Ramadan routine should be. You know, if you sleep at night early, it'll be very easy for us to wake up in the morning for Sehri, and for Salatul Fajr, and continuing our daily routine, which is the recitation of the Noble Quran. In these days, we finish Salatul Taraweeh, by the time we get home, it's approximately 9:30, 10:00. You know, we are having late days, late nights, and you know, especially for the Huffaz, this is a bit difficult in terms of having enough energy and time to go over your revision or your noble Quran. Allahu Akbar. But we should take this as a form of a sacrifice. And Allah Rabbul Izzah grants us extra barakah and reward, thawab, for placing that extra sacrifice, that extra effort. Subhanallah. So inshallah azza wa jalla, during this holy month of Ramadan, we should go through that type of difficulty it might look like, but Allahu Akbar, Allah Rabbul Izzah knows best. We would see that this becomes easy for us with time, where Allah Rabbul Izzah says, فَإِنَّمَا عَلَى عُسْرِ يُسْرًا, certainly with difficulty there is ease. Allah Rabbul Izzah did not say how much of ease, so it could be a lot, subhanallah. So we should sleep daily by a good time, at least 10, half past 10 in this day and time, to wake up approximately half past 2, or even if it would be 3 o'clock, Allahu Akbar, perform our tahajjud salah, study the noble Quran for at least 20 minutes, at least 10 verses with the meaning in the morning, subhanallah. We should observe dua for 10 minutes and ask Allah Rabbul Izzah for whatever you wish for from the bottom of your heart. Communicate with Allah Rabbul Izzah. Talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from your heart, all your wishes and your tamanna and what you would like, your hopes. If you're having difficulties, request in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzah to remove it. If you would like ease or something big, you know, turn in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzah. There's nothing too big or too small in the eyes of Allah Rabbul Izzah, subhanallah. Then we take part in the sehri, let's say for approximately half an hour, say half past 3 to perhaps 5 past 4. Then we rest a bit, but we do not sleep. Meaning, just close your eyes, but do not sleep in that time. You know the time when you sleep after Fajr. This time, it's a very, people enjoy it, but this is negative sleep. Negative sleep. You would feel after you have a good night rest, if you have to sleep after Salatul Fajr, your mind and your body, you would feel that extra fatigue and laziness, unfortunately. So just rest. If you rest, you'd feel better. But if you sleep, you go into a deep sleep, you'd feel this taking a negative effect on you. Allahu Akbar. The beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in a hadith that Allah Rabbul Izzah has placed baraka in the mornings of my ummah, O kama qala alayhi salatu wa salam, fi bukuri ummati, O kama qala alayhi salatu wa salam. Subhanallah. So let us take advantage of that. Then we pray our salatul fajr. During the morning part, we make adhkar. We remember Allah Rabbul Izzah, say from about 5 o'clock till half past 5. Then we rest or we prepare for the day. We prepare for the day from day, inshallah, azza wa jal. Like, you know, take a bath, get ready for work, and so forth. Subhanallah. And our day continues in this manner, whereby at about 10, half past 10, we can perform salatul duha, salatul chast. This is a beautiful salah in the morning, whereby you give sadaqah for the different joints of your body. This is what it's known to be, subhanallah. This is a nafil, an optional salah. It is good to perform optional salah in the holy month of Ramadan, whereby Allah Rabbul Izzah gives us the opportunity of remembering Him in different ways via different salahs. And your nafil salahs are those salahs which make you get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For those, many of us, we know at times we err, we forget to perform our fard salah, those salahs which are obligatory. So in place of your nafil salah, the priority would be to perform your qada salah first. Allahu Akbar. Then during the day, we can study a little bit from the noble Quran. We should try and make time in our day to open the noble Quran and to recite the noble Quran with the meaning, the tafsir, or learn perhaps a small surah. For those, obviously, if you are working, it's different. From here, it will cut off, you will do your work, etc. But those that have extra time, you open the noble Quran, or you open an Islamic book, a book of fiqh, a book of history, and you recite and you increase your knowledge. You empower yourself with knowledge in this beautiful month of Ramadan. Subhanallah. Then in that way we perform our Salatul Dhuhr, moving on to have a small rest called Qaylula, which is Sunnah. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us not to have a deep sleep, but to have an energy booster sleep. Allahu Akbar. It's called a power nap. Subhanallah. So during the holy month of Ramadan and any other day during the Islamic calendar to have a power nap at midday after perhaps having your lunch, just to close your eyes for a few minutes. It rejuvenates your body and your mind. Subhanallah. So let us also act upon the sunnah of the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we continue our day in that way, whereby we perform our Salatul Asr. After Salatul Asr, perhaps 20 minutes of dhikr, remembering Allah Rabbul Izzah. You know, the time between Asr and Maghrib is very short. So we could read some of our adhikar and do whatever you need to do. Perhaps you have some errands to attend to go to the shop, etc. But after Salatul Asr, at least read some wird, some adhkar, remember Allah Rabbul Izzah, make some dua if you can, perhaps a page or two of the noble Quran, subhanallah. And then when it comes to Maghrib Salah, break your fast with what you can afford. This is very important. It shouldn't be that we spend more than we have, or we take a loan perhaps to have a buffet. Allahu Akbar. We should eat and break our fast with whatever we have. It must be halal, obviously. Subhanallah. And make shukr for whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us. This is the most important lesson that we learn from the holy month of Ramadan. That we understand the feeling of those who do not have food, Allahu Akbar, whilst fasting. Therefore, we turn to Allah Rabbul Izzah and we make shukr and we have gratitude. At the same time, with us fasting, we learn to have humbleness. Subhanallah. We learn to have humbleness. You know, I read a very excellent, thought-provoking sentence the other day. A person fasts during the entire day, and in the day he has different desires. At the time of iftar, I'm going to have this tikka and I'm going to have that type of barfi and that type of faluda. Allahu Akbar. When it comes time to iftar, your system is still opening up. You can only have a certain amount. Allahu Akbar. So this tells us that the time, or you could say the amount of zindagi or life we have, is also very short. Allahu Akbar. This is what it teaches us. That we can wish for whatever it be, but we only have a certain limit which we should not push forward more than that. And we should make thanks to Allah Rabbul Izzah, eat the amount that you can and share with others. Subhanallah. This is what we learn. To appreciate, to thank Allah Rabbul Izzah, and the amount of food we have perhaps, we can distribute it to others, and the good feeling that comes from that is, subhanallah, remarkable. Allah Rabbul Izzah accept our efforts if we are sharing with others as well, inshallah azza wa jal. And not forgetting, after having iftar, very important that we must perform our Maghrib Salah. It shouldn't just be that, alhamdulillah, I have done a great virtue, which is to break the fast, I have fasted, but I am missing on the fard salah, which is Salatul Maghrib. This is contrary. This is contrary. It goes against the obligations of a Muslim. What we should do is fast during the holy month of Ramadan, subhanallah, which is fard. But do not forget, also performing salah is fard, inshallah azza wa jal. So let us perform our Salatul Maghrib as well at its fixed time, subhanallah. And then, after that, we should prepare ourselves to go to the masjid to perform Taraweeh Salah, subhanallah. And Taraweeh Salah is not just an exercise, but it's also a way that Allah Rabbul Izzah has granted us an opportunity once again through the sunnah of the beloved Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through the emphasis of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in, so that the noble Quran cannot be forgotten, so that the noble Quran can be remembered for a very long time, subhanallah, so that the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the spirituality levels can be increased, subhanallah. So this is why we have Taraweeh, so that we can get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the recitation and the listening of the noble Quran in the holy month of Ramadan. Subhanallah. And after performing Taraweeh, and obviously it shouldn't be so that just one day or 2 days we join in the Taraweeh. We should come to the masjid every night and enjoy it, as this also increases in our togetherness as Muslims. It increases in our unity. Subhanallah, our unity in our community should be something which is at an exemplary level. Subhanallah. So let us work on this. Come together in the masjid, perform your Taraweeh Salah together, inshallah Azza wa Jal, every single night. And at the end of Ramadan, when you have conquered this and completed this, remember you have completed a great mission. You should thank Allah Rabbul Izzah and be proud of yourself that Alhamdulillah, I have come to the masjid every single night to perform the Taraweeh and listen to the Huffaz recite from the noble Quran. And Allahu Akbar, joining in the Taraweeh and listening to the Huffaz, this in itself is a motivation for the Huffaz. You know, when they are, what can we say, like audience, subhanallah, present behind the Huffaz, they know that Alhamdulillah, I have people listening to me, so I have to also fulfill my obligation of learning my work better and at the same time giving the best renderance of the recitation of the noble Quran. Subhanallah. So let us inshallah Azza wa Jal be part of the motivation towards the Huffaz. After performing our Taraweeh Salah, something very important for us to do, after the entire day has passed, at least sit down for 5 minutes and ponder and reflect what I have done in the day today. Does it make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy or does it not? Allahu Akbar. If your answer is yes, Alhamdulillah, then you should motivate yourself to continue on this positive path, to keep doing much more goodness, subhanallah. If your answer is no, I have not pleased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or I have erred, I have made a mistake, I have hurt a Muslim brother perhaps, then we should seek forgiveness from Allah Rabbul Izzah. If we have hurt a Muslim brother or a Muslim sister, it's important for us to request forgiveness from them, then Allah Rabbul Izzah will forgive us, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. So during the holy month of Ramadan, we should not forget these great and beautiful acts, subhanallah, that take us closer to Allah Rabbul Izzah. My dear respected elders, brothers, youngsters in Islam, you know, the noble Quran, where Allah Rabbul Izzah states about it, subhanallah, where he says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يتلون كتاب الله وأقاموا الصلاة وأنفقوا مما رزقناهم سرا وعلانية يرجون تجارة لن تبور. Indeed, those who read the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and keep prayer, meaning salah, established, and spend from what we have bestowed upon them in secret and publicly, are hopeful of a trade in which there is never a loss. Subhanallah. In other words, Allah Rabbul Izzah gives you the best bargain, subhanallah, for reciting from the noble Quran, for performing your salah with jama'ah, by spending from your wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it's publicly or whether it's in hidden. Allahu Akbar. Allah Rabbul Izzah will give you the best outcome in this world and in the year after. And this is what Allah Rabbul Izzah is stating, not me. Subhanallah. So it is stated in the commentary of Tafsir Baghawi, Tijara refers to that reward which Allah Rabbul Izzah has promised of a trade in which there is never a loss. It means this reward would not go to waste, nor would it be destroyed. Subhanallah. So Allah Rabbul Izzah beautifully says in another verse of the Noble Quran, and we shall inshallah conclude with this, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَتَلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Those to whom we have given the book, read it in the manner it should be read. It is they who believe in it, and those who deny it, they are the losers. Allahu Akbar. So we receive the book and the words from Allah Rabbul Izzah. So we bow our heads and we accept Allah Rabbul Izzah. These are your glorious words, O Allah. And we follow your book, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we perform the Taraweeh Salah, listen to the Imam and the words that he recites. These are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Drown yourselves in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Drown yourselves in the beautiful words of Allah Rabbul Izzah. Try to understand these verses from the Noble Quran. Subhanallah. Perhaps tonight you are listening to the 8th and the 9th para. Subhanallah. These are beautiful verses, beautiful paras from the Noble Quran. Allah Rabbul Izzah reminds us about the different prophets at the different times, all the different difficulties some of them went through. Allahu Akbar. These are tests. The prophets of Allah Rabbul Izzah went through tests. Allahu Akbar. And they came out strong. We are the servants of Allah Rabbul Izzah. We are in the ummah of the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best and the chosen ummah. Allahu Akbar. We should not give up hope. We should trust in the mercy and the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should pass these tests of the holy month of Ramadan, insha'Allah azza wa jal. Make full effort to keep all your fasts. Make full effort to perform all your salahs. Make full effort, insha'Allah azza wa jal, to be present for every single night of Taraweeh in this beautiful month of Ramadan. If you have the ability, try to sit for i'tikaf in the last 10 nights of the holy month of Ramadan. Allah Rabbul Izzah shall take you from strength to strength, insha'Allah azza wa jal. Subhanallah. Whatever I have said today, may Allah Rabbul Izzah grant us all the ability of making amal upon it, insha'Allah azza wa jal. Specifically, sticking close to the Noble Quran and the hadith of the beloved Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. We know at the time the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was leaving this dunya, it was asked, what will keep the people guided? The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, my sunnah and the Noble Quran, o kama qala alaihi salatu wasalam. Inshallah azza wa jal, let us be those who hold tightly to the sunnah and the following of the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and specifically to the Noble Quran. If we find that we are getting lost in this dunya, if we find that spirituality is being lost, if we find at times we are not remembering Allah Rabbul Izzah more often, if we find we are losing Allah consciousness and taqwa, remember your compass and your password, your passport as a Muslim is the Noble Quran. This is your identification. Look in the Noble Quran for all your answers. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, you shall find it. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.